This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I'm being blackmailed by her. Dear Stephen Shirley, my husband is a big-time cheater, and he goes to stay with his brother whenever he gets busted. I wouldn't have sex with him again, even if he pressure-washed that thing and took antibiotics for a year. I have a side dude to take care of my sexual needs. He's a handsome and younger hood dude, but he's a teddy bear with me. I used to do his cousin's hair before she went to jail, and that's how I met him. His cousin is out of jail now, and she stays at his house sometimes. I told her about my nasty husband, and she offered to jump on my husband for me. I told her that wouldn't be necessary. Fast forward to a month ago when my husband came to my salon raising hell and begging me to let him come home. He made a big scene, and I was stressed out, so I went to my side dude's house after work to blow off some steam. My psycho husband followed me to my side dude's house. When I got out of my car, my husband got out of his car. My side dude's cousin came outside. She heard the commotion and told my husband that I was there to braid her hair, so he eventually got in his car and left. Now I have a problem with the cousin because she thinks I'm supposed to do her hair free indefinitely. She wants braids next week, and it takes me a full day to do them. I told her I will do one freebie for her, but that's it. My time is money. She said it's totally up to me, but she's expecting to get her hair done when she needs it done for free. I'm not afraid to tell my husband that I was cheating, but I am afraid of this woman. My side dude said it's between me and his cousin. How am I supposed to deal with this? Okay, so even though you know your husband is a big-time cheater, your words, you're going to stay with him? That's what you're saying. Why? I mean, do whatever you want. It's your life, but you clearly want to keep your husband and you want to keep your side dude, and you don't want your husband to know what you're doing. So if that's the case, then you got to do what she wants, and she wants you to do her hair for free, or she's going to tell your husband. It's that simple. Your side dude won't even help you with his cousin. He said that's between you and her. Doing her hair is really a small price to pay, really. I mean, since she already helped you when she lied to your husband for you when he followed you to your side dude's house. You brought her into this mess in the first place when you told her what your husband was doing and she offered to jump on him for you. You didn't have to tell her that. That wasn't her business. But she's in too deep now. She's down for whatever. And you've got to take care of her. I suggest you work out some sort of schedule. So when you have a free day, let her know and tell her she can come in on those days. You could still set some sort of boundaries, even though she's blackmailing you at this point. All she wants is her hair done for free. But remember, this could all go away if you would decide to end the marriage. I mean, two wrongs don't make a right, but since you guys are both cheating and you both obviously want to stay married, you might as well go with it. I can't believe I just said that, but this letter is crazy anyway, so it fits. Steve?
I'm being blackmailed by her. You know, after I read this letter, this is the problem she has. Mm-hmm. There's so many problems in front of this. Yeah. But her problem is, I'm being blackmailed by her. Well, here's my take on this letter. You've heard of fairy tales. One of my favorite Anita Baker songs is Fairy Tales. I love Fairy Tales, and I apologize, my two favorite Anita Baker songs.
Okay.
Anita Baker is probably one of my all-time favorite female artists of all time. And she happens to be from my absolute favorite city to perform in, Detroit. You've heard of fairy tales. This, folks, is a hood tale. This is a hood tale, and let's go and get it. My husband is a big-time cheater. Okay, she got that out the way right off the top. And he stayed with his brother whenever he get busted, so that must be often. I wouldn't have sex with him again if he pressure washed that thing and took antibiotics for a year. So she's not having any sex with her husband. I have a side dude to take care of my sexual needs. All right, here we go. It's a lot of information in this. This first paragraph is packed. That's why we call it a hood tale. My husband is a big time cheater. He stays with his brother when he gets busted. I wouldn't have sex with him again if he pressure washed that thing and took antibiotics for a year. I have a side dude to take care of my sexual needs. He's handsome and younger hood dude. He's a hood dude. But he's a teddy bear with me. I used to do his cousin's hair before she went to jail. And that's how I met him. What the hell is going on here? I used to do his cousin's hair before she went to jail, and that's how I met him. This a hood tale. His cousin got out of jail now, and she stays at his house sometimes. I told her about my nasty husband, and she offered to jump on my husband for me. Come on, hood. Come on, hood.
Yeah.
Come on, hood. All this is going on before she lets us know that she's being blackmailed. I told her that wouldn't be necessary. Fast forward a month ago, my husband came to my salon raising hell and begging me to let him come home. When I come back, more of this illustrious hood tale.
Part two of Steve's response to today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm being blackmailed by her, right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm being blackmailed by her, but you called it hood tales.
Folks, you've heard of fairy tales. This is a hood tale. This woman wrote this letter, and the subject is, I'm being blackmailed. Well, she says, my husband's a big-time cheater. And he go to stay with his brother whenever he get busted. I'm assuming that's all the time. I wouldn't have sex with this man again if he pressure washed that thing and took antibiotics for a year. So obviously they not having sex. So guess what her next statement is? I got a side dude to take care of all my sexual needs. He's a handsome and younger hood dude, but he's a teddy bear with me. You ready for some more hood stuff? I used to do his cousin's hair before she went to jail, and that's how I met him. You ready for some more hood stuff?
Yes.
His cousin is out of jail now, and she stays at his house sometime. You think the hood stuff over? Ready. I told her about my nasty husband. She offered to jump on my husband for me. Who is this woman? This woman just got out of jail and is willing to go back by jumping on your husband for you. I think she got feelings for you if you want to ask me. That's how hood this letter is right here. I'm just saying. Anyway, fast forward to a month ago, and my husband came to my salon raising hell and begging me to let him come home. Because he tired of staying at his brother's house because it ain't the same. He made a big scene. I got stressed out. So guess what she did? I went to my side dude's house after work to blow off some steam. Well, guess what happened in the hood after that?
What?
My husband followed me to my side dude's house.
Of course he did.
Come on now. Come on. Let's keep it all hood up in here. This is a hood tale, ladies and gentlemen, not a fairy tale. Let's continue. When I got out my car, my husband got out his car. My side dude's cousin came outside. Now, this is the girl that went to jail, that she used to do her hair before she went to jail, and she done got out of jail and threatened to jump on her husband. So when he could, she go over her cousin's house, out walked her. She heard the commotion and told my husband I was there to braid her hair. So he eventually got in his car and left. All right now, cousin fixed that. Jailbird know how to think. But guess what Jailbird did say? Said, now I got a problem with the cousin because she thinks I'm supposed to do her hair indefinitely. Mm. Well, you do owe her.
Yeah.
You do owe her. And she wants braids next week. And that takes me a full day to do them. I told her I will do one freebie for her, but that's it. My time is money. Girl, you better make a hood statement. She said it's totally up to me. But she's expecting to get her hair done when she needs to get it done. You feel me what I'm saying, though? Mm-hmm. I ain't have heard all that you saying. But look, I just saved you from this little mishap right here because I know what you're doing. And I done already offered you that I can jump on your husband, whoop his ass. Look at the size on me. And I've been to jail. I ain't got no problem going back.
Wow.
So she wants her hair done whenever she need it done for free. Then here comes the hood statement of all. I'm not afraid to tell my husband that I was cheating. But I am afraid of this woman, and you should be. And yes, you should be. Because Hermitha, who I've given her the name Hermitha, because I think the root of that name is Herman. So I think Hermitha, you should be afraid of. Because Hermitha had already been to jail and got out to jail and offered to jump on your husband. Mm. So Hermitha is the name I've chosen for.
That is a man.
I'm afraid of this woman. You should be. My side dude said, it's between me and my cousin. You know why he said that? Because he's scared of her, too. Everybody's scared of her.
Hermitha.
He said, that's between you and your cousin. How am I supposed to deal with this? Well, lady, seemed to me like you're going to be doing somebody hair for free a lot. Because you can't get no backup from your side, dude. You said you ain't afraid to go in there and tell your husband, but what they got to do with Hermitha, because she's still going to want her hair done. And she don't care what you break up with your husband or not. She saw her deed of saving you from when your husband followed you over your side piece's house. She think you owe her. And you do kind of owe her something. So it looks to me like you finna be doing Hermitha hair.
Yeah, work something out.
A lot. Because everybody is scared of her. Including me. So let's be clear.
You're scared too, Steve?
I'm scared of Hermitha. I don't want that smoke.
You don't even
and
know.
I don't even have no hair.
Right.
So this is really how scary she is to me. I have no hair.
Leave your comments.
I don't have to go to the salon, and I don't know what to tell you. This is a wonderful hood tale. Hope y'all enjoyed it.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.